Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Fanny Reed and also Minister Lily B with One Verse Prayer Ministry. Today we're going to be speaking on Genesis 1, 27 and verse 28. Amen? Seeing yourself as God sees you. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fire of the air, and over every living thing that moveth up on the earth. Amen? God is telling us right here that we are created in his image, not man. God say he knows us. He knows everything about us, even the very hairs that's upon our head. God know how many hairs on our head. God made man, not man made God. Amen? So we're going to talk about how you see yourself. I remember I was in this church before, and this pastor used to tell us all the time that we were little Jesuses. And I thought that was so cute. But anyway, that's really what we are, and we are made in his image. What you see here is the image that was inside of God before he created man. Before God even made us, he seen us. So before you can do anything, you have to see it first. So God saw us before he created us. In his own image, not a monkey, not an ape, not a gorilla, but his image. Amen? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Man is such or an exact duplication of God that he is a 3-4 being. Spirit, soul, and body. He is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Each part relates to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So right here, as you read in Genesis 1, 27 and 28, we'll know what image we are made in. You know, the world is in such a mess, and it's in such a mess because we do not let God lead us. People see themselves all the time in a different way, in the way God created them. You have some men think they're women, and some women think they're men. They are not looking at the image of God. You have some people actually think they're some former animal. And I could just go on and on and on. You have some people doing something that they was not created to do. But the word of God said we was made in his image, after his kind, in his likeness. So God made everything in the earth. He said the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything in it belongs to him, even the cattle on the hill. So everything in this world goes back to God. It belongs to God. Amen? So the world got a plan of its own. But if you're reading and studying your word, God say him and the world is enemies. So we are made in the exact duplication of God, that he or being, spirit, soul, and body. He is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a body. Each part relates to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The true fact is the image we form of ourselves would cause us to either succeed in life or fail. If you walk in the image of God, you can look to succeed. Now, I know you. Some people are going to say, oh, some people is making it and they not in the image of God. The word of God said, only what you do for Christ will last. Somewhere along the line, it's going to show, because God said there is no other God before him. There's none other. He is the one and only true God. Amen? True fact, the image we form of ourselves would cause us to either succeed in life or fail. Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, it say you are so as you think. You are so as you think. You know that's something. The Romans, the 12th chapter, say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order to think like Jesus, act like Jesus, and be like Jesus, we need to get our minds transformed. We need to go to the Word of God, read, study, and meditate. So I can understand why we were told we was little Jesus, because when we get to reading and studying and meditating, we get to acting like Jesus. And let me tell you something, when you get to acting like Jesus, you can look for a fight. In the book of Psalms, the very first chapter, in the second verse, in 30, say, why do the heathen rage? It's because the anointing. If you notice stuff around you acting up, could be your own family. It don't have to be in the outside your house. It could be in your house. The world system. You see stuff acting up and stuff. A lot of stuff is going on because they're fighting against the anointing, which is God. But I don't care how much the world fight, how much they do, they'll never win. God is victorious, and he is always victorious. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care what it look like. We believe what the word of God say. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. So we can either think like Jesus and succeed like Jesus, or think like the world. Either way, if you ain't doing it God's way, you're not going to come out victorious. Because he told us in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, that 11th verse, that he was mindful of us. He has not forgotten about us. He got a future and a hope and an expected end. So if you are expecting a good end, walk with Jesus. Think like Jesus. Act like Jesus. Amen? It is not so much what or who you are that determines your fate in life, but of who you imagine yourself to be. Your image of yourself can carry you to heights of success or plunge you into depths of defeat and despair. Whether you think good or bad, it's how you see yourself. If you notice, you got some people, and it's happening right now in the world, and they're walking around on the street, and you see them every day. They talking to themselves, doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's because they see themselves that way. They let the image they seen cause them to fall and not get up again. But no matter how much we fall, we can get up. Because Paul said, if you fall into divers temptation, get up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. It's hard to get back in the race without the word of God. It's the word that help us to get back in the race. It's the word that help us to get back on the on our feet. It's the word of God that we read and study and meditate on day and night that keeps us from falling and staying down. Because God said there's none perfect. There's only one perfect being, and that's Jesus Christ himself. Amen? So it's the word of God. It's important that we study the word. It's important that we seek revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding through the word. It's important that we obey God and do what he say do, his way. Because he said, all souls belong to me. We belong to God. We belong to him. So since we belong to him, we need to start acting like him. Amen? It's not the things that happen to a man or woman in life that cause them to fail, but what you believe about the things that happen to you. Like Paul said, get up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. None of us is perfect. We was born in sin and shaped into iniquity. So when you fall into divers temptation, don't wallow in it like the hawk. Get up. That's what the Bible say. God ain't going to come now and push you up. He said, our will is free. We can will to do right or will to do wrong. Get up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. Nobody's beating you up because God said he came to seek and save that which was lost, not condemn. God condemns nobody. He convicts. He make let us know where we wrong. And you know what's so amazing about that? You can hear some people say, I didn't know that wasn't right. I didn't know I shouldn't have did that. Yes, we all know. We already know. Flesh just want to have its way. A lot of times we do what we want to do because our will is free. It's not that we don't understand. We just don't want to do it. Paul said, get up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. The world use all kind of gimmicks to raise our self-image. And you know, a lot of people in the world go along with it. Because they want to satisfy flesh. And sometimes it's about the dollar. You know, the word of God said the love of money is the root of all evil. It didn't say money was evil because I love money. I got plenty of it because God told me I was rich and no sorrow added. He made me the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. Now, that's what he told me. But the world will show you all kind of tricks and gimmicks to build up your self-image. That's the way the world do. The world don't care whether they lie, true, whether they hurt you, your family, yourself, destroy you. It doesn't matter. And you got some people just like that. Long as I can get to the house. Long as I can get that car, long as I could get my bank account overflowing with money, long as I can have my way, that's satisfying flesh, that's carnality, that's carnal. But if you're in the word, studying the word, seeking God's face,